You're listening to Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Summer is going to sound a lot different at Interlochen Center for the Arts this year. The usual cacophony of music coming from students practicing their instruments all around campus will not be happening. Late last week, Interlochen canceled its traditional summer arts camp experience due to COVID-19 concerns. Instead, the summer camp will transition to online virtual instruction. Here to talk more about the switch is Interlochen Center for the Arts President, Trey Devi. Hi, Trey.
Hi.
Trey, how did Interlochen come to this decision?
Well, after our careful consideration and really looking at the trends of the virus, it just became clear that for the health and safety of the Interlochen community, students, families, faculty, guests, that we weren't able to go forward with camp in the traditional sense. So we convened a special meeting of our Board of Trustees. As you can imagine, the significant weight of the decision after proceeding with camp for 92 years now, and ultimately made the decision with their oversight.
Trey, I thought it was interesting. Last year, camp students came from 51 states and territories in 33 countries. I imagine so many international students and students coming from all over the place played into this decision.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're an international community. People come here from all over the world, and so that definitely did factor into the decision. We're just being very, appropriately, I think, cautious about what was possible this summer. And we certainly looked and saw what was happening with other leading summer programs around the country and stayed in close contact with our peers as we considered the options that were before us.
In many regards, you can't truly recreate the whole summer camp experience virtually. You can't sit around a campfire. You can't go swimming in Duck Lake. There won't be any joint performances. I'm wondering, is there something that can be gained, though, from doing summer camp this way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on your perspective. And there's no doubt that, like any major event that's occurred throughout history, we're forever changed as a result of this event. And I think the beauty of the arts is the lens that we bring to this particular moment. And so we can either respond and just get stuck in the moment, or we can bring our very best creativity. And that's what I'm excited about, is that there's going to be a new way of creating art, a new perspective that we'll bring to art making and to community in this virtual world of ours.
How does it change the tuition? Are students getting a sort of discount because they won't be here in person?
What we decided to do was to discount the program by over 50% for everyone. And then for those students who are already enrolled, there's an additional discount on top of that. So we're trying to make it as accessible as we possibly can.
Trey, is the summer music series canceled at this point?
No. So we're, of course, watching that closely, and we haven't announced anything quite intentionally as we wait to see how the summer unfolds. But ideally, if things start to loosen up and we can bring people together, then we would like to do that.
Trey, how has this pandemic affected Interlochen financially, and are you concerned about the long-term outcome for the institution?
Well, I'll answer the second question first. I'm not concerned about the long-term future of Interlochen. We have been here through World War II. We've been here through many challenges over the years. And so what we do inherently is so valuable and important that it's earned Interlochen a place as a destination for young artists. So the long-term health of Interlochen will be strong. In the short term, this is no doubt a significant challenge for the organization. The loss of camp will be a challenge for us, the camp as it's traditionally occurred. And there's no denying that we're an organization like so many others right now that will struggle with the effects of COVID-19. You know, our hope, of course, is that those impacts don't linger and we get back on track as soon as possible. But it will have a short-term impact on us for sure. And I believe that we'll come out of this stronger than when we started.
Wrapping up, Trey, how has this COVID-19 crisis changed the way you've personally thought about the arts and maybe even arts instruction?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess what I would say is that it's just been a reinforcement for me of the value of the arts. And I'll take this up to a meta level here. If you think about this pandemic or other big thorny issues that we face, we need certain things. We need creative capacity. And I believe that the arts deliver that, and certainly Interlochen at the highest level. I think we need a global perspective and how do things work together. And here we are as a community, as you said earlier, Dan, that brings together people from all over the world. And I think that that's an important perspective for us to have. It requires an ability to collaborate with one another that is, you know, not unique to the art, but is something that we in the arts thrive on, collaboration. And so those are just a few examples where the needs of the 21st century align directly with what an arts education is all about. And so I have to believe that what we're doing is, you know, such a positive for the world. And the greatest optimism I get is when I see the work of our kids, because there's no challenge that they can't meet head on.
Interlochen Center for the Arts President Trey Devi on the institution switching its summer camp to a virtual experience this year due to COVID-19 concerns. Trey, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Dan. Have a good day.